Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Who are the coolest dudes on the planet?
United States veterans.
What's the coolest sport on the planet?
Pro wrestling.
And what would be the coolest podcast on the planet? That would be this one.
U.S. military vets talking pro wrestling.
This is the No Shave Man Cave. Two badass disabled vets sharing their love of pro wrestling, giving you their perspective as fans, talking about current events and matches, history of titles, and who knows what else. Let's do it.
Welcome to the No Shave Man Cave. Now your hosts, Ellie Jair and Jay Tilley.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, wrestling fans and sports entertainment fans, welcome to today's edition of the No Shave Man Cave Friday Night Review. I'm Ellie Jair.
I'm Jay Tilley.
And man, I tell you what, Fox had it going, pop locking in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. Whoo! And so was the first round of your WWE draft. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a draft.
Yeah.
I didn't really, a couple surprises for sure. I don't know how you want to do this show. Do you want to run down each card? Do you want to run down all the picks to start with and we can talk about them and then kind of go through what the four matches that were on the show or however many there were?
Yeah. Yeah. We can, we can roll through the picks. And, so the first round, we could do it, so today, for those who don't have the 1999 per second executive streaming service, not a real thing, I'm rocking my number one pick for Monday Night Raw, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. So Triple H comes out, his music hits, Corpus Christi, a very cool city. If you've never been, it's a pretty historical city, a lot of really cool coastal type stuff, great atmosphere, very eclectic, very cool. And the crowd was feeling it. And just to kind of set the stage, the card basically was wrapped around the draft and the main event. And everything else was like supporting supporting actor award, right? So you had the main event, which was Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the Ones, the Usos. And if they didn't win, they were exiled to
Ocean of Obscurity.
The Ocean of Obscurity. So, he comes out, time to play the game, the green, black, everybody. And the crowd was popping. And the way it's set up is one half of the draft will go and a certain number of the superstars on SmackDown and Raw were eligible, as well as selective members of the NXT roster. And I can't wait until Monday night to see who else gets yanked, because I think they really did a good job of bolstering the roster with the NXT fans. So Triple H comes up, he talks, words, are you ready? Are you ready? And, you know, my for those who don't have the 1999 executive streaming service, not a real thing. I've groomed my beard to be a cross between the Usos meets Triple H meets the indie god, Matt Cardona. I made a huge mistake. And so he comes up. He's like, hey, Triple H mentions the first pick, blah, 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 blah. Are you ready? And the crowd was like, yeah, whatever. He's like, are you ready? And the crowd, boom, hit. The first pick of the draft goes to Friday Night SmackDown. And they went with, and I found it kind of ironic, that they said Paul Heyman, Solo Sikoa, and your tribal chief, Roman Frankenstinkin' Reigns, as one collective pick. Woo! Not too shabby. So the crowd is like, na na na. And you get a little bit of the Roman Reigns entry music, and now it's Monday Night Raw's pick. And like, I'm a huge Cody fan. Obviously, I had a custom shirt made, which is what I'm wearing. And I was just like, please don't be Cody. Please don't be Cody. But it only makes sense, right? Because he's not just because he's the American Nightmare and all this other stuff, but probably because he is so marketable, such a, you know, thing. Well, anyway, so next thing you know, you hear the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. His music plays. It cuts, and he was like, and he, Triple H, is like, oh my God, you were almost there. Go ahead. Yeah. And you hear, whoa. So
that was good stuff.
First pick for Friday Night SmackDown, probably because the amount of money that's associated with the Fox deal, they wanted Roman Reigns. So they got Roman. Second pick with USA, which is the home of Monday Night Raw. A three-hour show, you get the American Nightmare. Second pick for Raw is the man, Becky Lynch. Now, I like, as picks are going, I'm thinking, okay, and the NFL draft is also going, so anytime a pick goes, now you have everybody in their war room, they're adjusting their board. So I'm thinking, okay, so the man is gone, which now means that Seth Rollins is somewhere in someone's, you know, board. So you're now, you know, jumping around. So first pick was Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman, Solo Sikoa. Second pick was Cody Rhodes. Then you had the champ moving from Monday Night Raw to SmackDown, Bianca. And then you had the man getting drafted to Raw as Becky Lynch gets pulled. So that was you know, pretty interesting. And then you get Triple H introducing the Usos. The Usos music hits. They go through the Is In Your City, which I think was so cool, like awesome. Then Sammy and Kevin come out and, you know, confront him. So it was like really confusing the draft with the show. And I was like, okay, keep your WWE brain on. Don't turn it off. Stay dialed in. So what'd you think of the draft picks so far?
Disappointed. Like, so it makes sense. Like, I see Roman obviously going number one, but not having Cody and Roman on the same show tells me right there that they're going to give Cody that world, or he'll be in the chase for that title that he's never going to finish the story, because Roman was the story and he's not going to finish it now. So I thought that that really hurt. I was like, oh man, like I was hoping they'd get on the same brand so then we can continue that on, but maybe there's some backstage heat. I don't know. They obviously aren't going to work together again. So I was a little disappointed in that. Bianca going to SmackDown, I think, is probably going to be good. Although I was looking forward to Bianca Becky run, but I guess they're scratching that. So that's okay.
Yeah. We've done that a couple of times. So, I mean, I think it's whatever with that one. And I liked how she said goodbye and that whole thing. Now, what does this tell you about what's going to happen with Judgment Day?
Oh, they're going to stay on Raw. And they'll probably all be drafted the same. So it'll be the Judgment Day, just like they did the OC later in the night.
So I think it'll be Judgment Day will go, but I think Rhea Ripley will go separate. And then they'll do a more respectful title swap. Because you're not going to take the red title over to the blue show and so on. So I think they'll have a more respectful, or they may not do a public title exchange just to, you know, or maybe they present new titles.
New titles. That's the way I would do it.
That would be cool. Yep. I agree with you. I think that would be really cool. So, yeah. So now we roll into round two. And I like how they, you know, and just like with the NFL draft, the commissioner announces all of the first round picks. So the 32 picks, blah, blah, blah. Everybody gets a hug. And then round second and three is the commissioner's office executives. And then they bring like a publicity type thing, like whether it's a
Hall of Famer or like celebrity, some
super fan, yeah. Hall of Famer. Yeah, there you go. So the face that runs the place, like AJ Styles, kind of a thing. So we get round two comes out, RVD, Michael Hayes, and man, P.S. Michael Hayes, seeing him now and remembering what he was back in the WCW days, World Class Championship Wrestling, WCCW days, like Bad Street USA, like, man, trip down memory lane, right? So RVD, and I thought it would be awesome if he drafted himself, and then P.S. Michael Hayes were to like, hey, whoa, that's not what we're here for. So they talk, everything's really cool, and out they come. So we get the music hits, the whole effing show, everybody goes nuts, and we get Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins drafted together. Total surprise. Swerve for me.
Yep.
Total swerve. But I dig it because now you can build on, hey, we're going to go our separate ways, even though we were drafted together and we won. And we'll get into the matches later. But I thought, all right, bet. So let's see what's going to come of that. RBD starts talking. And now we're taking the Intercontinental title from Friday night and we're moving it to Monday night. Yeah, so I thought that was awesome. So now you have Gunther and Imperium moving to Monday Night Raw. So now you're bolstering the roster. You're bringing a legitimate champion. And not that Austin Theory isn't a legitimate champion. It's just a different character. And now you're really changing what that roster is going to look like and what the, you know, sort of theme. So now slowly we're like, okay, Monday is going to turn into like a workers show, and which is, you know, historically not been the case. So now pick number four, RVD. I liked how RVD, you know, got to talk about this one. Because, you know, RVD is sort of a play on the original
bro.
And we get Raw has chosen Matt Riddle to head over to their show. What'd you think?
Yeah, no real surprise here. I was surprised the Street Profits going together. I thought that was interesting, specifically because the rumors were all that they were going to, you know, split them up anyway. So I thought that was weird. Yeah, no other surprises. I didn't think. I kind of expected Imperium to go just because I think Gunther's going to be in the run for that new title. Personally, I think he would be a good choice to win it even. But with them taking Cody, I think it's going to go to Cody. But who knows? We'll see what happens. Like if the plan is to make Cody chase it for a while, that'll be fine. I am curious. So I think it's, I guess I got a little frustrated with the whole thing with the talk was every superstar will be drafted on their own, but yet almost every single one of these rounds had a group going together. And I kind of was like, well, kind of takes the suspense out of it now. Like I would rather them not have done that. Just selected them individually because in the NFL, you don't go, hey, we're going to draft the four offensive line players from Alabama. No, you can't do that. Like, wait a minute. That's totally stacking the deck. Yeah. Cause it happens again too with the OC. And that, I guess that's the one that really stuck out to me is like, first of all, they haven't been on TV in months. But I guess we'll cover them when we get to them. But yeah, that was the only thing I didn't like. I didn't like the groups going. I would rather have seen the Street Profits, excuse me, broken up. But I mean, Randy going, RK Bro, Matt Riddle going to Raw makes sense. I imagine that's where Sammy and Kevin Owens will end up going. I imagine that's where the Usos will end up going because you'll split the bloodline. Otherwise, you'd have just drafted them all together. Nothing in this round was like, oh man, that's a big change other than Imperium. But again, I kind of in my head, which unfortunately we didn't get to do our draft that we wanted to do, but I would have taken Imperium there too because I want to see Gunther make a run for that heavyweight title.
So like if you were on the board and your pick is next, sort of the pseudo obvious picks, you've got Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, you know, those are your first round picks. Who would you have chosen next?
So like my number two?
Yeah.
Kenny Omega? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see. So who am I picking for, Raw or SmackDown?
It would be Friday Night SmackDown.
So I'm picking SmackDown. So Roman Reigns is my number one. So first thing I'm going to think is, all right, who do I want to put him in a title run against? And see, that's the part that I'm having a hard time with is who are they going to line up as a babyface to take Roman Reigns' title? And Cody's already been taken, so can't pick Cody. So Seth Rollins. I would have probably taken Seth Rollins number two, because then you can set up a program with Seth Rollins and Roman, because I think Seth would be a good person to take Roman's title.
Right, because now you can roll the clock back and say, oh, hey, remember when, you know, we got turned on and we got this and we got that? Like, wait a minute, what do you mean we? And then, you know, go into that whole thing. So the other thing I would be thinking or considering if I was drafting, how are you going to get Solo into a program as well?
Yeah.
So those would be the other, you know, other considerations.
So the other thought I would have is if I didn't want to go with somebody with an established, already set up storyline to go against Roman, I'd probably go Bron Breakker, because then it's somebody who comes in without a backing, bring him right in as a babyface, and instantly kind of a credible threat to Roman or Solo, even if you want to do a so, because they would put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, those two together would be something else. So just like a little asterisk or caveat, whatever, Bron Breakker is a heel right now and doing phenomenal work. But they do have some folks that are camera ready for the main roster.
Cameron Grimes would have been one.
Cameron Grimes is really good. And, you know, I know Carmelo Hayes is your NXT champion, and we'll get into some of the other picks that are leaving NXT. But yeah, I would Bron Breakker would be someone who would jump onto my second pick, especially if you want to take a flyer or you have a luxury pick, because you like if you were Monday Night Raw, you're going to get two picks in the first round. So our second round or whatever. But yeah,
like I say, Rollins. But realistically, if Becky Lynch is staying on Raw, he's not going anywhere. So he'll stay on Raw, which is a shame, because that was another big talk, was that he was going to have this good run with Roman. And right now, the way the draft's stacked up, who's going to go against Roman? I guess it's probably a discussion we can get into later, but nobody they picked through this first four rounds, well, I went, oh, there's the next challenge for Roman. So that's concerning. Like, is he going to be that much of a part-timer to where we're not going to see him at all? So I'm curious, unless they're planning on turning Solo against him.
And now is Solo the guy that you're going to unseat? And now Friday night basically is going to go without a champion.
Yep.
Which now gives Austin Theory a little more stroke. That is, if Austin Theory makes it out of Backlash, your United States champion from that triple threat. Because, I mean, Mr. Nice Guy is very, very credible. But then you draft Lashley, which, you know, sort of puts the writing on the wall. So it's either Theory or Mr. Nice Guy. I thought the same
thing.
Yep. So I was like, golly, Bob, howdy, Vern. So yep.
I was just gonna say, I saw the same thing when they did Lashley, and they've moved the Intercontinental title to Raw. Unless SmackDown takes Austin Theory next, I'm like, oh, wonder who's gonna win the U.S. title coming out of Backlash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think if Gunther gets drafted or the Brawling Brutes get drafted to Monday, Sheamus unseats Gunther. Gunther now is in the hunt for the world title. It's Cody, Gunther, and, you know, Seth Rollins for the world championship. So I think that'd be a lot of fun. I really like how the WWE tries to make us forget stuff and then they try and program us to remember stuff.
Yep.
So the WWE gave us the blue pill to make us think.
Not that blue pill.
That don't take the blue pill, Janice, that there was never anything between Cody and Roman wanting to finish the story.
Yeah.
However, he's going to have a match with Brock Lesnar, which is essentially like now it's just a match to fill a card to main event a card in Puerto Rico, or it doesn't matter that it's in Puerto Rico, but to main event a show, which is now sort of it could go either way now because oh, if
I just thought of something,
it just yeah.
So Brock Lesnar can't challenge for the United States title anymore, or the Universal title. What if they're giving Brock the world title, world heavyweight title?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Because now, yep. So he gets racked and stacked, beat and pummeled, and yeah. So I was I felt a certain kind of way about that.
So Brock beats Cody at Backlash. Mm-hmm. Brock gets into the tournament. Brock wins the tournament. Now the story becomes Cody overcoming Brock instead of overcoming Roman.
Which, again, rolls into a consolation prize.
Yep.
Everybody gets a trophy. And, yeah. So I'm a huge Cody fan. Oh, my God.
That's what's going to happen, isn't it? That's how it's going to go. Cody's going to get beat at Backlash. Cody will get...
So I think Cody will win at Backlash.
Okay. And get beat in the tournament?
And then... something hokey will happen and either Seth or Brock, and I would think, and Brock has done a few interviews that said, yeah, I'm not about titles. I'm about making an impact, making a difference. But Brock Lesnar is your inaugural world champion, certainly makes a difference, makes that title credible. Not that Cody being your first world champion isn't credible. Not that Seth Rollins being your first world champion isn't credible. But yeah, absolutely. So it's just like, man, you ever, so Sonic, when you go to Sonic, they, their food is wrapped in like tinfoil based wrappers. And, I've accidentally bitten into part of the wrapper.
Ugh.
And that like shock to your fillings when you bite into, a piece of aluminum, that's what I felt when Cody was drafted. And I was like, damn it, my guy. And it was almost like I wish Cody wouldn't have been drafted till the later rounds, like he was a big steal.
Right.
And now you could like kind of spin the story. But yeah, so I was super frustrated. I really like, you know, moving champions from one show to the other, you know, I could see Theory getting drafted to Monday Night Raw and then Bronson going to Friday Night SmackDown, which means Friday, Bronson, Mr. Nice Guy, is going to win the three-way. So the story has been told.
Yeah, because they could set Lashley up as a challenger for Brock or for Roman, I guess. You know, he wouldn't be a bad challenger. I just hurt my heart though with the whole laid out the booking there with the Brock Lesnar thing.
Yeah. I was like, son of a beasting. Now we have who I think is going to be steal in the draft, which is LA Knight.
Yeah.
Versus Butch. And now going back to what I was talking about, how the WWE tries to make you forget and remember stuff. The WWE went back to when LA Knight went and confronted the Brawling Brutes. And I thought that was freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
But I'm a kind of a mark for LA Knight. So they, you know, talked about, you know, who's going to feed.
who's going to feed.
And I was just like, man, what a dick. But it was.
Yeah. The problem with that, though, is that would have made more sense if they just hadn't like drafted groups together earlier, you know? So I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Because like I said, they've been doing this whole thing leading up to the draft about, ooh, what if they split you guys up? Ooh, what if they split you guys up? But now they're not splitting anybody up. They're just grouping people together. I don't know. But yes, that was hysterical. I thought it was
big
really
lumps
good.
Of teams. Yeah. So, so I like the, hey, don't forget about this. We don't want you to forget about this, but hey, this isn't the story we wanted Cody to finish. So now Cody is going to be looking to finish a story with Brock Lesnar. You're going to have now with the draft and the brand splits, you're going to have like brand specific pay-per-views and it's going to do whatever for business. So we have a match. It was I thought it was a fun match. The crowd was really into it. And when LA Knight is coming down, I wish he would slow it down a little bit, because he was walking with a purpose. And so they announce LA Knight. Yeah. And if they were to slow it down, the crowd would instantly be into it. And it would almost become like a replacement for the what. And that was I've been thinking this since LA Knight started doing that yeah thing. And then we had, I think it was Van Fleek did an interview with Stone Cold, and Stone Cold talked about doing away, or, you know, how LA Knight can get rid of the what chance by his yeah, because he's that over, which means whatever show he gets drafted to, he's going to instantly fall into that Intercontinental or United States title. I'd like to see him on Monday night, because eventually I'd like to see him and Cody in a match. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I mean, I think it would be nice. I think it'd be a good match between him and Roman, but Roman's going to get to his 1,000 days, and, you know, it is what it is. And shit, he may get to 1,500 days at this point, because there 2000. Won't be a draft.
You all the way to 2,000.
Or 2,000, yeah. So, I mean, he'll, yeah, so it's...
he'll retire the champion.
Golly, man.
I mean, who's going to beat him?
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't going to be Cody...
And now you put Cody in a different brand, so it's still not going to be Cody.
And you totally... So now this compounds the whiff on WrestleMania. Yep. Like, totally... like a compound fracture. Oh, man. It's in the bone. That was an Ace Ventura event reference. So we get some folks drafted. P.S. Michael Hayes is talking about the fourth pick going over to the blue brand is Edge. Wow. I was really surprised. So you had Gunther and Giovanni and Ludwig. And I really dig Ludwig. He's he's a nasty heel. He's a really good heel. But yeah, so you get Edge gets drafted. And so now he's on Friday, which now tells me, okay, cool. He's done with Judgment Day. So I feel much, much better about that. Now we can move him on, finish up the rest of the year. Maybe Christian comes back to the WWE, or like what he said, he's still got one more year of elite wrestling. So, you know, hey, we'll do whatever. I'm into it. So Edge gets drafted, and then the original bro gets drafted. Yeah, so now he's been drafted to Raw. So now Raw has the original bro, which now you can sort of see, even, you know, with the fourth pick, how the roster is going to start, you know, kind of settling out. SmackDown is going to be this showy show, if that makes sense. And then Monday Night Raw, there's a better chance of you being able to see more wrestling.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have Cody, you're going to have Gunther. You're going to have
old school guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's good. So the pick gets announced, and Michael Cole now goes through, reviews everything. And Michael Cole has been doing really, really good work. It was entertaining. And Michael Cole used to be, oh man, he used to grind my gears. But anyway, so now we get announced. Now we're going to have a three tag team match, and it's the Street Profits, LWO, and Ricochet and Braun Strowman. Now, we'll just sum this up with the Street Profits just got drafted. You saw Zelina Vega on the show, and LWO was on the show. They haven't been drafted yet. So I was like, okay, well, two of these teams have not been drafted. One of these teams has been drafted. Let's get the team that's already been drafted, get them a little shine. That's kind of like even before anyone even hit the mat. Montez Ford, again, looks like a star. Kudos to Angelo Dawkins, prior Marine, Semper Fi Dog, and they get a pin. It was a fun match, and they went back and relived the Braun throwing Ricochet, and Braun did much better this time. So kudos to Braun And congratulations to the Street Profits getting a win.
WWE's gotten really good at these multi-team tag match things because they did the two at WrestleMania that were really good. They've done a couple of these triple, like they've got a little formula here that works pretty well. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
So we get to the round three. Teddy Long and JBL come on. They announce their picks. And seeing JBL on, I'm thinking to myself, man, that was really weird. Like, he was just on TV all the time with Baron Corbin, and then he disappears. Now Baron is off, you know, with the Usos and in irrelevancy. But, you know, hey, so you get to JBL, Teddy Long. They announce some picks. The Almighty is moving from Raw to SmackDown. And I was like, wow, that is pretty nice. And then we get Drew going to Raw.
That was another one that surprised me.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he's been injured. He hasn't been on TV. He's upset. So now you're like, wait a minute. Don't tip your hand. Don't, like, what did, who was the producer on Busted Open?
Gabby?
Gabby, yeah. She used to say, don't spill the tea, you know, like with gossip and stuff. Like, you literally just spilled the tea when you drafted McIntyre, you know. So now he goes from blacking out to getting drafted. Like, you're not going to waste a draft pick. So now he's going to show up, be repackaged, and whatever.
It could totally be a ploy for WWE saying, no, Edge and Drew aren't going anywhere.
That's true. Yeah, that'd be
they didn't know Roderick Strong was leaving.
Wow. Oh, by the way, you might want to update your roster. Yeah,
he was supposed to be drafted, you know.
Yeah. Check with payroll. Make sure he's still not on the payroll. And so Drew McIntyre gets drafted, and then you get the entire OC over to SmackDown. And I'm a huge Mia Yim fan. I love Carl Anderson, and nothing against Luke Gallows, but his machine gun character when he was at New Japan.
Oof,
just freaking awesome. So kudos to them. They get they all go over together. And I really hope that they do something. Either they, and like, if they come out with a women's, like, United States title, like I was saying, like the Lady of Liberty title or whatever, I think that would be really cool. And Booker T has even talked about it. And then The Miz is heading, or staying, I guess he's staying with Raw. So it's like, okay, so now I've got my board. I'm like, oh, Miz would be really good. You know, how he sort of ad-libbed WrestleMania, especially with Snoop. You know, he shows his versatility. He's a two-time Grand Slam champion. And then Zelina Vega comes out, and she's got this headdress on. Just the way she was moving, she stayed on a straight line, and that headdress did not move. It didn't, like, shift back and forth. I was like, dang, that is respect. Good job to her chiropractor. So they have a match, and I don't want to say out of nowhere, but the most dangerous move in professional wrestling, she hits the roll-up and gets the victory against Sonya Deville. And Sonya is another one of those examples of wrestlers or superstars who have been started and stopped.
Yes.
So many times. And I wish they would just put her, Shayna Baszler, and Ronda Rousey together and make them the most badass woman faction ever.
The Zelina Vega match that we just talked about with Rhea Ripley coming out at the end and then, you know, going for that riptide and Zelina Vega turning around into a DDT. I was like, oh, you know, we know she probably won't get her. And I think they even talk about that. Rey Mysterio and I forget the other LWO member kind of talked to her in the back about, hey, you know,
but look Santos Escobar.
Yeah, Santos Escobar. And Rey's like, yeah, but look at me. I beat like Kevin Nash. I don't think he says Kevin Nash, but I beat some of the biggest guys out there. And I, you know, you can do it. And, you know, pumping her up for the Puerto Rican show, which is a good way to sort of maybe let us think she might win. I don't think she will. I don't think Rhea's going to lose it on her first defense. But, you know, it puts a little bit in there to where you're going to have a couple of those false finishes at the pay-per-view. You're going to go, oh, no, okay, no. But, yeah, and, you know, it's always good to see Rhea on the TV.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. But then, you know, like the other part of it, too, is, like, she's eligible to be drafted next week, or Monday. So it's like, okay, you know, great match. I really loved Zelina's gear, and it. Whether it was or it wasn't, I felt like it was a homage to Eddie Guerrero with the frames and flames. So whoever did her great gear, you know, shout out to the shout out. I thought
she's always got some really good gear.
Yeah. So they did. So they had the pep talk out in the back. AJ Styles is back, which is only going to bolster any roster that, you know, that they're part of. You're going to be able to see Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows and Mia Yim. I can't say enough good things about Mia Yim. When she got offboarded and went over to Impact, she had some freaking awesome matches. So I'm super excited.
Speaking of Impact, you saw the Naomi showed up there last night, like officially.
Yeah.
Trinity Fatu.
Trinity Fatu. I tweeted out a couple of angles of her entrance. So kudos to Trinity coming out, and she sort of priced herself out of the market with New Japan, a little maybe too invested with Monet, but I thought it was really cool. Did you see Monet was in attendance at the show? She had this big freaking hat and sunglasses and stuff, trying to stay low key. So kudos to her and, you know, repping her girl.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And I hope, you know, I hope that doesn't mean that the Usos are going to leave and go to Impact.
And did you see Monet is going to be in the New Japan Women's G1 tournament?
I did, yeah.
Willow Nightingale and a couple other people. I was like, oh, that's going to be a good tournament.
Yeah, I love Willow's character. I think that's going to go a long way. So super cool. So now we get the Heartbreak Kid and another Devil Dog, Road Dog, Jesse James, who he comes out, or Brian James comes out, and they now are going to announce some draft picks. Now, I don't know how you felt about seeing this part, but with him coming out, I thought, okay, cool. This is when we're going to start grabbing NXT folks, because he sort of tipped his hand, him coming out, whatever. So the next big swerve that got me.
A couple of them on this one.
Yeah. They drafted, as a collective, they drafted Damage Control. And I thought to myself, self, what are you seeing right now? Because in my brain, I'm like, okay, SmackDown, they're drafting, they're ready to go. Wait a minute, did you just say Damage Control? Because Io Sky has a match against Bianca Belair. Like, everything is pointing toward Damage Control breaking up, and then they turn around and draft them all together. And then I was so thrown, I didn't even hear Nakamura get drafted, because I was like, wait a minute, what? Which sucks, because Nakamura is a huge get for any roster, because, I mean, he's the king, like the king, not Jerry the King Lawler. Shout out to Jerry. Hope you're doing better. But he's the king of strong style, and bro, like, him getting drafted, being a pick, being a focal point, heading to Monday Night Raw. You put him and you put Gunther in a ring. That would be another really cool match. Like, if the WWE had an international like title, like how they used to have the European title, dude, that would be a banger. And I hope we get to see it. So, what'd you think of that round?
It was good. You didn't talk about the NXT call ups though.
No, not yet.
So, you
ready?
Yeah, those were the surprises that I thought were pretty
drum
interesting.
Drum roll, please. So, I was super excited. I was super excited with HBK coming out because I was like, okay. And I knew they weren't. So because they drafted, and this is like my WWE brain, because they drafted some of the champions already, I thought to myself, okay, they're not going to grab like the A-listers until Monday because they've already grabbed Cody. They've already grabbed Roman. You've already got the prelude for the tag team match with the Usos and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. So they don't want to distract everybody. But when they the number 8 pick for SmackDown announces the NXT tag team champions on the women's side, Alba Fire and Dawn, I thought, uh-oh, here we go. And
I love Road Dogg. If you didn't like that pick, you're really not going to like this one.
Yeah. And then you might lose your smile because Indy Hartwell is currently your NXT Women's Champion. However, she's moving over to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, and her and Rhea Ripley, ooh, that's going to be a hell of a match.
Yeah.
Because you know that's what eventually we'll get to. Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I thought maybe like Roxanne Perez or Tiffany Stratton. Well, I think Tiffany Stratton just got injured. But, you know, I figured some of the other people in that match from WrestleMania weekend would get called up. And Indy Hartwell would be safe there as a champion for a while. So very surprised when they called her. I think it's deserved. I think she showed out and showed what she can do. And then the tag, I don't watch a lot of NXT. So I know of these people. I don't know them like enough to talk about them. But the fact that they pulled their tag team champions was like, whoa, okay.
Hell yeah. So we get, so now we've got your NXT women's champion, who's a Australian. She is... you know, so she's eventually going to relinquish the title because they've already said NXT is going to close out storylines before they transition. Now, Indy Hartwell was actually injured during the three-way dance at Spring Breakin'. And the original plan was that Tiffany Stratton was going to win.
So I thought Tiffany Stratton got injured.
No, so it was Indy Hartwell. Did you see she had the boot on?
No, I didn't notice it. Okay. Yeah, I got so my names mixed up then. Okay.
Yeah, so she twerked her... tweaked her ankle. Twerk it. So Tiffany Stratton, and I'm a huge Tiffany Stratton because she was a fan. She was... she's like a no-kidding athlete, and she's a cross between like a Rhea Ripley because she's got that build. Charlotte. And Ty Valkyrie. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
She reminds me of like a Rhea and Ty mixed together.
Yeah. So I think Tiffany, when she moves to the main roster, I think she's going to be awesome. And plus her character is so WWE that like she's a no, like she's a can't miss. Like So we get the NXT Women's Champions. Tag team champions, they get drafted. The NXT women's champion gets drafted. Kudos to her. They're heading to the main roster. And, you know, sort of, I don't know, like a nonsensical, like didn't make sense. Then they announce, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to have a NXT women's championship tag team match.
Oh, yeah.
So you're telling me that they're going to lose. The
right.
So what I think they should do is, and I don't get paid to think, but what I think they should do is maybe not a ladder match or whatever, but have a three-way match where they're in the arena. They're not defending the championships. You get the new champions, they present the titles, and then they move on. I think Pretty Deadly is going to get drafted. I think Bron Breakker is going to get drafted. I'd like to see Waller get drafted, but I think he will wear the NXT title at some point and then move on. And we'll see Cameron Grimes. I don't know if he'll get drafted or if he'll just show up on a show, but you'll get a little bit of that. So we get done with that round. Shinsuke Nakamura is sitting there talking, hey, I'm happy to be drafted, and this is awesome. And I don't know if you've seen some of the photos that Karrion Kross has been posting on social media that Shinsuke and Karrion used to train together in martial arts. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then Karrion attacks him in the back. And I was like, dude. And I really dig what Scarlet and Karrion bring. And I wish they could like focus them correctly. And, you know, again, I don't get paid to think and I don't have any creative control.
What? You don't?
Yeah. But the Karrion Kross that made the largest impact on the roster was that bald-headed monster.
See, I've never been a Karrion Kross fan.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know why his haircut bothers me so bad, but you know, he needs to go back to the bald-headed monster that he was, him and Scarlett with the greatest entrance in professional wrestling next to Ric Flair. And maybe Judgment Day. I think Judgment Day is a really cool entrance, but yeah. So the draft is done. They go through. Everybody's rosters are now, and I'm air quoting, set. And we cut to a commercial. Now, the commercials did not bother me one bit.
They never do. They never bother me.
Yeah. So they didn't bother me. They were very timely. It didn't interrupt any matches, any flow. I wasn't sitting there going, holy shit, I thought he was going to get pinned. And now we're cutting a commercial. I guess he's not getting pinned. And then we go to the match of the difference between being part of the bloodline or being in the ocean. And the crowd in Corpus frickin' stinking Christi was digging it. And you get your Usos, the ones.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they're, I don't even think
they're the stinky twos. Deuces.
Yeah, I don't even think they're twos, man. I think they're like...
This match was good, though, man.
A lot of great false finishes. If the Usos are listening, I'm guilty of it, too. You know, Jimmy, we could go and do like some kind of fitness challenge and get back on track. Jimmy looked like he was out of gas.
Yeah. So I noticed that night after WrestleMania or sometime, man, right there, he looked like he put on some weight very fast. And yeah, I noticed it in some of their work lately that he's been kind of not taking his shirt off like he used to, a little more tired. So my guess is he's working through an injury.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, maybe it's like a low T hormonal injury, you know, thyroid, you know, something. And I was like, man, I'm in the market for a combat bike, one of those bikes where there's resistance with your arms and your bike. I have a sort of like a Peloton, and it shifts when your body weight shifts and stuff. But Jimmy, you know, your Trinity's off on the Impact roster. You know, when you're on the road, I need you to, you know, focus, get your gas back up. He looked like he ran out of gas. Jay is outside the ring. Jimmy takes the pin, the winner, and still your unified, undisputed tag team champions is Kevin Owens. Fight, Kevin, fight. Sammy freaking stinking Zane. What'd you think?
Oh, man, it was a good match. I really enjoyed it. I'm intrigued by the Solo stuff because you see the stuff between Heyman and him in the background. Hey, it's your night. You do what you got to do.
The phone call.
The phone call. He tapes his thumb up. He sends him out there. And I'm like, okay, is he going out there to spike Jay and Jimmy? Is he going out there to cause, you know, to give them the win? But he gets and jumped.
Then here comes the bro.
Yeah, Matt Riddle gets him. I'm like, oh, what? So I thought that was a good twist to it. Good way to close the show. Again, it ended with that, like, what was Solo going to do? So I enjoyed that part of it. So now I'm curious, do the Usos get drafted to SmackDown and have to deal with Roman? So maybe that's the storyline they're going to go with, is the Usos versus the Bloodline going forward. And maybe that's the story they're going to tell. And maybe Jimmy's going to be the one to take the title at WrestleMania. Who knows?
What?
Right? Like, think about it, though. Like,
oh, my God.
That would be a good way to do it. If you wanted to have somebody as your babyface, that's what I would do. I would draft Kevin and Sammy to Raw, draft the Usos to SmackDown, so you end the feud. It's over. They've beaten them twice. It's done.
I agree with that. I think we need to just be done. The Usos aren't the tag team champions. I personally think we should split the tag team championships back up. You get the, you know, so if...
They might still do that.
Yeah, so if you get the Sammy and Kevin get drafted to Monday. They get their own unified undisputed tag team championships. Those go over. Now we get the world tag team champions over on Friday. And now you can have, you know, a clean break. And yeah, I think that would be.
yeah, like split the two of them up so there's no more feud. You've got Roman coming out, just berating the Usos. And then now you've got the Usos going against Roman, which is full circle because that's how it kind of started, was with Jimmy not wanting to join and thinking his brother was getting brainwashed. So now we're back to that storyline.
Yep.
Because, you man, WWE book stories like 4 or 5 years out. It's amazing.
Allegedly.
I think that's probably the way they're going to go. You build Jimmy up as the next threat, and maybe he's the one who beats him. Maybe not. Maybe in the meantime, you're building somebody else in the background.
Or he's the guy that distracts Roman enough.
For whoever it is.
Where someone bang, you know, someone comes in. If, like, I really don't want to see, I'm interested too, like, what is the Roman's championship going to be? Is he going to come out just with the black Universal Championship? Or are they going to make a new Undisputed Universal Championship?
I hope that's what they do.
Or, yeah, no, I thought, so like my usual commercials, they did a couple of the A&E series that we've got, the Rivals, the Legends, and the Hidden Treasures. There were a couple of local commercials that made me really hungry. Culver's kept coming up. I love their milkshakes. They tear my stomach up, but it's absolutely worth it. And like you said, I'm super interested the way what do you remember? You remember the ending, right? And as they panned back, you had Solo coming out from the curtain, but he's still on the far side of the railing behind the section that's ringside because he couldn't get to the ring. And was he going out there to save the match or help, yeah, for the Usos? Or was he going out to ensure that the Usos did not win? So the, yeah. Are we going to see a confrontation on Monday night? Are we going to see something?
Probably not till next SmackDown would be my guess. Or after Backlash even. Because they got the triple threat at Backlash still.
Yeah. So are you going to see some kind of swerve at Backlash? And
yeah, like
now the loyalty Solo is questioned.
I bet, like, Solo turns on them in Backlash. I bet Solo tags in, turns around, spikes one of them, and leaves. That's what
and
I would
they're
do.
They're all standing there like, bro.
Yeah, that's how I would
do it. Yeah. So Jimmy, I think Jimmy takes the pin. And, you know, now they're on the irrelevancy train.
So real quick, but, I just looked up the other draft picks that went down Saturday morning.
Oh, on Lowdown. Yep.
So the Viking Raiders in Valhalla are going to Raw. Dexter Lumis is staying on Raw. Candice LeRae staying on Raw. Maximum Male Models staying on Raw. Hit Row stays on SmackDown. Omos with MVP are free agents. Mustafa Ali is a free agent. Dolph Ziggler, free agent. Von Wagner, free agent. Lacey Evans staying on SmackDown. Natalya going from Raw to SmackDown. I thought she was on SmackDown. Apollo Crews, Raw. Going to Raw from NXT, so he's coming back up from NXT.
Wow, Intercontinental Champion right there.
Yep, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville going to Raw from SmackDown.
To Raw, so that tells me that my indie god is coming to the WWE.
Zoe Stark goes to Raw from NXT.
That's a huge get right there.
Yep, and JD McDonagh goes to Raw from NXT.
What?
Yep.
Are you freaking serious?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I got Natalya wrong. Natalya goes to Raw from SmackDown.
Wow. JD McDonagh.
JD McDonagh from to Raw from SmackDown. Or from NXT.
What? Holy cow. He has been, damn. JD McDonagh has been for our peeps that watch NXT, he has been there so close. Oh man. Wow. Oh, freaking JD McDonagh. Wow. He's going to have some really good matches. Now I want to see where the Brawling Brutes are going to go. If he's going to get into a tag team with someone, I think him and Sami Zayn would have a good match because their styles would make some really good fights. Man, JD McDonagh. Dude, I am outside of my skin right now for what Monday Night Raw is going to be.
Yeah, so that That wraps up our thoughts on SmackDown. I say we skip Rampage today for right now, because for our listeners, some behind the scenes, I switched cable over, did not set up the new DVR, and thought it was on tonight and I had time, and didn't realize it was switched to an earlier time on Friday, not a later time on Saturday. So I have not watched Rampage yet, so it's going to be a little hard to review it. I can watch it today. Maybe we'll hit a quick review on it maybe later, or I'll do a solo if you want something later, maybe tomorrow or Tuesday when we record our Tuesday show. We could talk about Rampage real quick if you're cool with that.
Yeah. Some of the backstage, some of the behind the scenes stuff that occurred. I'm a huge Jay Lethal fan. The Machismo character, I wish he would bring that back. That Cash Wheeler, Jay Lethal, like we had talked about, was a star better his counterparts match with Jeff Jarrett.
So. I did see the thing with Ty and Sammy. And I thought that was really cool.
Man,
thought Taya that was Valkyrie, really good stuff.
Or I'm sorry, Taya Mello. Conte,
or Ty Mello, yeah.
Just like she is just growing. Hart, just crazy.
Oh, Julia Hart, man, yeah.
Damn. Jay had a really good match. Just there were some really good matches, some really good pieces of business, I guess, for the lack of better terms. And it's such a short show. I'm just not feeling this whole current like Ricky Starks piece. I think he deserves better, unless he has said, I'm not re-signing, I'm going to WWE with Cody or whatever. Like,
yeah, and that could be.
And I think he'd be fine. I think he'd do well on the WWE roster. Impact. I don't think, well,
he'd go to WWE if he went anywhere. He'd go WWE. He would go WWE.
Yeah, because he's a Cody guy. So,
also next week, starting Saturday.
Breaking news. Your boys, Jay Tilly, Ellie Jair, are going live and nationwide as part of a tremendous network that has brought us in and given us the opportunity to interact with you, the fans, the fam, the faithful of the No Shave Man Cave. Bam!
Yes.
There it is. I am yoked it to the nines.
Going to be on the Fantasy Sports Corporation Network, which will be live on Rumble and on YouTube, going out every Saturday night. From 8 to 9 o'clock, we are going to be live. We're going to be taking questions live on the air, trying to answer them if we can. It's going to be kind of hard because it's going to be very structured.
We're going to answer them.
But,
we're going to answer
We're going to answer every one of them.
Every single one of them.
Every single one, whether it's before or after the show. We will get to you.
What are you wearing? Nunya.
Hey, and by the way, the challenge in the Fantasy Sport Corporation Network, that's a lot to say, FSC Network, is... they have a challenge every week. Who can get the most viewers? So we're going to have to drum up those wrestling fans and get them out there to see us. How do we do that? On our social medias, at No Shave Man Cave, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Hit us up, follow us, give us a tweet, give us an Inst, give us a TikTok, give us a YouTube like. We appreciate all the love and support. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts from. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We've noticed there's a lot of people that out there that listen that don't necessarily subscribe. It's easy. It's free. Hit that subscription button. Even if you don't listen to us every day, hit it. You'll know what we're coming out. Put it on if you want to. But just let it play. Enjoy it. And every day we usually release content, whether it's reviews, reactions, whatever we're going to talk about. We've got a podcast coming up where we're kind of talking about our vision on Veterans Championship Wrestling, which is our parent company to the No Shave Man Cave. We got some ideas on that. We're going to hash it out on a podcast and send it out for you guys and gals. So enjoy. Please subscribe. And it's time for that hot tag quick finisher. By Ellie Jair. Here he goes.
Bump and feed, bump and feed. And if you can't follow us on YouTube, if you can't follow us on Twitter, if you can't follow us via email at noshavemancave@gmail.com, come hit us up on Slack or come follow us on Rumble. I'm dropping videos on Rumble every other day and adding exclusive content from our No Shave Man Cave. So come check us out. To all of our brothers and sisters in arms.
Quick note.
Hey,
sorry to interrupt. What I'm also going to start doing is dropping these video recordings of the podcast on Rumble. So they may not go out the exact same day we send the podcast out, but by the end of the week, we will upload these onto Rumble also.
Yeah. Rumbling, bumbling. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Remember Chris Berman.
Go Dolphins.
So we'll We'll keep it live and nationwide. We're going live next Saturday, and super excited to interact with the fans, and let's show the network what we're all about. So, to our brothers and sisters in arms, thank you for your service. Some gave all. All gave some. And if you are in any form or fashion of distress, please dial 988-988. If you are in need or any form or fashion of distress, please get help. Someone is thinking of you, and we love you, and we need you here every day. So stay safe, look out for each other, and we'll see you on the floor.
You've been listening to the No Shave Man Cave.
If it's pro wrestling, we're talking about it. Unless we see something shiny and wander off into the woods. If you hang around long enough, we'll eventually come back. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Fire off your comments and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. At No Shave Man Cave. Y'all be cool, and we'll see you next time on the No Shave Man Cave.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.